Another Panjalele song here.
We are, because we just can't get enough.
No. We love the panjo. So, Alan fashioned this out of two cake pans. And he'll show it to you after the show if you want to take a look.
I did. It was designed by a Michigan artist named Chester Winnowicki. And you can look him up online. If you type in Panjalele, all the plans come up. It is two cake pans,
again,
a piece of 1x2, and some toothpicks, set of tuners.
And Alan has a special hint for you if you decide to make one of these about the toothpicks. So he's got a tip.
A pro tip.
I do?
Yeah, dip them in super glue, man.
Oh, I didn't dip them in super glue.
Yeah, that.
Obviously. I didn't dip them.
Dip them in super glue. Don't listen to him.
If you want to know the secret, you come talk to me, because that wasn't it. All right. That wasn't it. They were dipped. If you dipped them,
they were dipped.
Oh, these are just nylon. What are they? Let's see. They're just ukulele strings. Just basic ukulele strings. Yeah, basically. It's kind of a combo, because, you know, a banjo ukes, you know, but it's kind of somewhere in between.
And this this thing he's thumping on here is a suitcase.
And then we got a suitcase. Daniel, what are you playing over there?
I'm playing a washtub bass. You can make it just about anything into a washtub bass. You just drill a hole in it. This is a horse poop bucket. And we drilled a hole in it and tied a knot on the other end, loop it around this stick, put a notch in the stick, The notch goes on the lip, and you have yourself a washtub bass. I've got some papers on how to build one if you want to see me after the show, and I'll show you how to play it. And then over here, Mr. Charlie King's got all sorts of interesting instruments.
Oh, yeah. Thank you!
This is
just like the panjaleli. You panjalukalei.
Panjalukalei.
I forget what he calls it. But it's just extrapolated and expounded to fit, instead of a pie pan, a beer tray. Schlitz. Real gusto, ladies and gentlemen. And you gotta play it with some real gusto because the strings are, the action's a little... But these are actually, this is a guitar, but these are actually a banjo, six-string banjo strings on here. And you're like, what's the difference? Well, the guitar strings are a little shorter. As we found out, it creates more tension because they're shorter. But the six-string banjo...
Longer.
The longer, less tension. A lot less tension than I'm getting from this side of the stage. Here we go. This is the old ham violin. This is from Wrath Canned Ham. It is hickory smoked.
For flavor.
For flavor.
Yes.
Can we hear it?
You're kind of pushy, but okay, I will. Of course. You got a pick?
I want to taste it.
Yes, after the session, everybody can come up here and make a line. Everybody can get one good lick. One lick. Until everybody's got one, and you can get in the back of the line. Oh, there was my pick.
So that's most of the instruments. We have a lot more, but we'll show you some too.
Oh, during the. You know, ceramic jugs are great, but they're heavy. Maple syrup jugs? These are great because if you get frustrated with it, like after a big jug solo, you can just... An epic jug solo.
All right, Charlie, play that thing.
What, the jug?
No!
Oh, well, let's play that song.
The ham.
All right, let's do it.
But you don't play that on this.
Hey, there's a jug.
That's not very nice.
Okay.
Daniel, stop talking about that man's jug.
What?
Yeah, we're gonna hear the ham violin will be featured song after next.
Yeah.
So you just have to wait and be patient.
Okay. Well, I'll play a little bit right now.
All
right. Forget it.
Or not.
Ooh. Oh yeah, we're fine. Yeah, well, why don't we wait till the next song? About mice eating cheese, because that's kind of what. Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, this next one we're gonna do is.
It's a song about getting stuck in the mud. Charlie, many years ago here, I seem to remember your car right over there, getting stuck in the mud.
Yeah. And you'll notice the washboard that has the coconuts on it still has mud from that 2 years ago, getting pushed out of the mud.
It was epic.
With Tom and a bunch of other guys with a gator pulling us out. So we pushed and pulled and. There's still mud there.
I would say, technically, I didn't really get stuck in the mud. I got stuck on the grass and, in turn, created two big tracks of mud.
Yeah.
Trying to get
yeah.
It. And I apologize profusely, because I know there's probably my name is on a list someplace.
Daniel was standing behind pushing, and then I looked at him, and he was solid mud,
yeah.
Just like head to toe. Like, they were supposed to be following me. I got down there and waited like 20 minutes, and I'm like, what happened? I come walking back up the hill. Daniel's covered in mud head to toe, and Charlie's looking exasperated.
Yeah.
Anyway, this song's about getting stuck.
Oh, and by the way, if you run out of things to find in music stores, I highly recommend looking for instruments in the grocery store, like this, or in kids' stores, like this.
Yep. Anyway. That's a good place to find them.
Kids anyway, this is an old song from the 30s. It's different.
Yeah.
That's all we're going to say.